Okay, we are up to Perek Revi, Mishnah Chaf Beis, and then we end with a very sobering Mishnah. Hu Haya Omer, we're still quoting here, Rav Elazar HaKapar. So he said as follows, Hayelodim lomos, v'hameisim hechayos, v'achayim lidon. Hayelodim lomos, everyone who's born is going to die. As Rabbeinu Yonah says, Hayom b'chayim, mochar b'kever. Life passes like that. You're one day you're born, the next day you die. So therefore, as we pointed out a few shiurim ago, a person could respond to that and say, okay, so then I might as well just have a good time because life's so short anyway. That's one approach. Another approach is you could say, all right, I might as well make the most of this life and try to have a meaningful existence here, have good relationships, enjoy, but not enjoy in a hedonistic sense, but to have something, do something meaningful. So Elazar HaKapar says, yeah, but you also need to think towards the future. And there is a life after death. And therefore, you need to be mahayher b'maseihim. You have to look over your actions. You have to do tshuva. So yelodim lomos. Everyone's going to die. And therefore, they should already now start to get prepared. V'hameisim l'hechayos. And those who die will one day rise in resurrection. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the pasuk of Daniel, of how rabim, not all, but many, miyashene admos ofer yakitsu, many who die will once again live. Some will go to chayolam, some will go to olam haba, others will go lecharofo, so diron olam. Rabbeinu Yonah says that therefore a person should try to make sure that he's in the group that's going to chayolam. The hachayim lidon. In life, we're going to end up being judged in front of the Melech Malchei Melachim, and Hashem is going to repay us. So that's the statement, that Yelodim, anyone who is born must die. We don't always think about that, especially when we're young. When we're young, we think life goes on forever. As a person gets older, they start to realize that life is short. The Meisim Alei Chayos, but there will be a resurrection. It's one of our Yikari Emuno. We know that there will be a resurrection. And Hachayim Ligon. And we have to realize that there's going to be an accounting for everything that we do. It says the Mishnah, Leida Lodiyo Livada. And it needs to be known. Well, here, Leida means to teach, Rabbeinu Yonah says. Everyone needs to know this, and therefore, you need to teach this, Leida. So you need to be taught. Lehodia, you need to make it known to others. Ulihivada, which means you have to reach a point where it's so internalized that you no longer need anyone to teach you about it. It's just a part of who you are. You've identified completely with this piece of knowledge, and it's now intuitive to you. And what is it that you need to know, and to be taught, and to teach, and to internalize? Shehu Kel, that Hashem is Kel. Kel means strong. He's all-powerful. Hu hayotzer, hu abore, he's the one who created us. Rabbeinu Yonah here says yotzer means, some Rishonim say the opposite, but Rabbeinu Yonah says yotzer means the initial forming of a person, and the bore are the final finishing touches. And a person needs to know this, and says Rabbeinu Yonah, not just that once, way back in history, man was created, but that he continues to be involved. Bechol eis uzman, we need our creator. And he quotes David HaMelech in Tehillim. We say this in Mizmor Masodo. Du'u ki Hashem hu Elokim, hu asanu, he made us, v'lo anachnu. Lo spelled lamed vav, and we are his. He says, you know what that means, we are his? We usually interpret that to mean we're dedicated to him. He says, no, what it means is we need him every moment. Anachnu tzrichim lo. Lo anachnu means anachnu tzrichim oto b'chol sha u'b'chol rega. That's what it means. And that's what needs to be known. That's what has to be taught. That's what has to be internalized. Hashem's creator and we need him. Hu adayon, he's the judge. Sorry, who skipped the word. Hu ameven, many other quotes, plus maven kol maseim, which means that he's mashkiach and everything that goes on. He understands. Hayotzu yachad livan. Ameven is called maseim. He sees everything that goes on. He's aware of everything that goes on. He's the dayan, he's the judge. Hu ha'ed, hu ba'al din, he plays all the roles. He's the judge. And he's the best judge because he actually knows what happened. He's the aide. He's going to be able to testify what happened. He's the Baldin. He's the cross-examiner, and he knows exactly what arguments to make. Fu Asid Ladun, and he will, Achri Sayyamim, he's going to judge us. Not only that he can be a judge, but he will. Baruch Hu, She'en Lefanov, and he is blessed. She'en Lefanov Lo Avla Velo Shicha, there's no travesties of judgment. He doesn't, Lo Shicha doesn't forget anything. All the things that we're used to in a human court system, none of those things exist. You can't get away in American law, in the court system. You can get away with sometimes. You could get away with a crime. A person might commit a crime because he thinks he might get away with it. There's no such thing as getting away with it when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo Ma'asafonim, he doesn't show favorites. Meaning, even if you're a big Talmid Chacham, Rabbeinu Yonah says, or you're very big chassid, meaning you do lots of chesed, you do lots of good deeds, he doesn't turn a blind eye, though, to your sins. V'lo mikach shokhet, it's not going to take a bribe. You can't bribe him with mitzvahs. You can't say, oh, but I did so many mitzvahs, so maybe let me go on this aveira. If you don't do tshuva, so you'll get rewarded for your mitzvahs, and you're going to get punished on your aveiras. Shehakol shalom. Vida, shehakol afi acheshban. But you should know that everything is done based on a cheshbon. It's calculated. Don't allow that voice inside you to tell you, oh, don't worry, shashol beis manoslach, that you'll die, and then whatever, then everything's over. Sometimes I think people, they live a life of sin, and they say, all right, listen, I'm going to die at some point. So when I die, so I'll be dead, and that'll be it. That's not true. The truth is, in this world, and this Rabbeinu Yonah points out, the apikarsim in this world look around, and they say, look, there's no judge. Look, I can do this crime, I can do that crime. No lightning bolt hits me. Nothing happens. So when you die also, what's going to be happening? Well, the worst thing will be is that you'll be dead. No. It doesn't work that way. You can get away with things in this world. You can't get away with things in the next world. Shalkarcha tenotzer, v'alkarcha tenolad. Against your will, you were formed. Against and conceived. Against your will, you were born. V'alkarcha tochai. You can't sit there and close your eyes and say, I don't want to live anymore. You can say that. But you live against your will. V'al karcha tomes. And you can't, and you die against your will. V'al karcha tos lidin cheshvu. L'fnei me'ach machem lachem chesh baruch hu. Be aware that it's also, even if you don't want to, you're going to give a din b'cheshvu and b'ach v'sayyam. Ad kan the Mishnah and Ad kan Perek Revi.